it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
FanDuel's got an offer you don't want to miss this NFL season. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When it comes to what your family eats and drinks, you know your choices matter. You're the expert. Because you know what fits your life. And getting it right starts with good information. That's why America's beverage companies are sharing more information about our ingredients at goodtoknowfacts.org. No spin, no judgments, just the facts straight from the experts for more than 140 beverage ingredients. Visit goodtoknowfacts.org.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another edition of Spits and Suds. I'm Gavin Spittle of 105.3 The Fan. Thank you so much for listening and supporting Spits and Suds. We truly appreciate it. We're making our way to the home opener. Boy, what a weekend for our Dallas Stars. Big win against Winnipeg. Then they go to Colorado. A big win. David Castillo will join us in just a moment from D Magazine and his Substack called Star Stack, and we'll talk everything Dallas Stars and fill you in and give you a preview for tomorrow night's tilt against the Minnesota Wild. But first, let's talk about the reason that we're here. It's because of the on-time experts. 5,744. What does that number mean? That's the number of reviews they currently have on Google. And with that, the on-time experts, 4.8 out of 5 stars. Okay, that's Google. What about Facebook? 4.8 out of 5 stars. What about 2-Year Success, Inc.? 94% approval rate. Why am I giving these? Because this is not just me talking about it. This is other users that have gone through the on-time experts. And if you're a first-time customer, they have some amazing specials. You just go to theontimeexperts.com and click on those specials. And I think you're going to see one that caters to your needs. Me personally, this time of year when the weather's nice, I mean, it's even a little mild right now. You're probably not thinking of the cooler temperatures are ahead, but how is your heating system working? You know, you get that smell initially when that heat goes on, and that's normal, but is the system going to be running at its peak efficiency? The on-time experts will give you a complete tune-up. They'll clean it. It's just $59 through October 31st if you're a first-time customer. Personally, I think $59 is worth peace of mind, but they have so many deals on the website. And the best part, the book now button. You hear me talking about it. For instance, I talked about last week, tried to get an appointment with a specialist. I am now on a waiting list. That's not the case with the on-time experts. The book now button, and you get to choose the window. And then they'll call you and they'll shrink the window even more and they'll update you on the technician. Same day service guaranteed. Most importantly, they are truly supporting hockey and DFW. They're the sponsor here of Spits and Suds, and they're the official HVAC company of the Dallas Stars, keeping your temperatures nice all season long. The on-time experts at theontimeexperts.com. And we bring in our good friend who always comes through, David Castillo of D Magazine. Of course, he has his Substack, Stars Stack. He also has another Substack called Sticks and Salvos. He runs a really interesting Stars Discord where Stars fans can go back and forth. How are you, David?
I'm doing good. I did have a question. Like, do I always come through? I'm not really sure. I feel like I often fail this guy in terms of being available.
You know, it is very interesting, and I need Spits and Suds. I call them Sudsies. I need your help because I want to know if you've run into this. And it is kind of hockey. So I wanted to take David out and even David and his wife out to dinner as a thank you for all his contributions to the program. So I asked, I said, David, man, I was like, what's your availability? I'll come grab you. It'll be great. And David said, that sounds great in the future, but first I promised Robert Tiffin that I'd go out with him. So I then went to Robert and Robert started laughing. The greatness of Robert Tiffin at starsthoughts.com. It would be great if all three of us got together, a little round table hockey. And I went back to David and said, Robert and I'll go together. And David said, well, Robert asked first, so it just needs to be Robert and I, and then you and I can go out. Now, I ask you, the Spits and Suds listener, have you ever had that where you want to take your friend or colleague out, but you're put in basically a, like the on-time experts would not do this for the record. Like I can book.
What a tie-in.
I can book the on-time experts quicker than a dinner with David Castillo.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, listen, you have like said it in my head, right? That like, well, I'm located in not Fort Worth.
It doesn't matter.
So I feel like I'm an imposition on anybody that says, well, yeah, I'm sorry about, you know, your lame duck car troubles. I'll go out and get you. And I'm like, you're going to like an hour and a half on the road and back just to pick me up. And my, you know, my company may not even be all that it's cracked up to be.
Yes. The answer is yes. I would love that, but
I feel like there's some slight revisionism though, which is that like it was you never quite packaged it. And maybe this is my memory playing tricks on me, but I don't think you ever packaged it as, hey, let's all hang out. But I will say this: I do like the idea. Like I do prefer like the one-on-ones. I feel like you get to kind of you hang out with somebody like one-on-one. I feel like you can always kind of learn more about them, and you're sort of you're incarcerated in terms of, you know, one-on-one dynamics, which makes it sound awful, but like,
that's fair.
Yeah, listen, I would love to hang out with both of you individually first and then do the whole, like, you know, group, three amigos thing.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Okay.
That's fair. Okay. All right.
Yeah, no, that's fair. I understand. I will wait my turn and I will be excited to drive out to Tarrant County and take the mayor out. And that'd be great. The new mayor of Tarrant County, David Castillo.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
All right. So what were your thoughts from a Winnipeg win and a big win in Colorado?
Oh, man, we go straight from positive into negative. No, I'm just kidding. It's so weird. Like it's you would think that there is like no way after two wins on the road against the two, you know, two of the best opponents in the Central, that there would really be any asterisks or that there would be necessarily anything to criticize. But I think there kind of is. Now, I don't want that to distract from the fact that, like, again, that's two wins on the road against two divisional opponents, very good teams. And that's a big deal. It's a big deal, not just for points in the standings, but, you know, it's a big deal for the new head coach, right? Comes out of the gate swinging, can claim he is undefeated. But it's really hard to, it's hard to just be all sunshine and rainbows since, you know, versus Winnipeg, right? There was the, Winnipeg tying it up, you know, that kind of third period sort of mini collapse, and then Colorado just outplayed them. Like, I think at even strength, the Stars got outshot 60-30.
I agree.
And it was just the Jake Ottinger show, right? He played, you know, like the game of his life that night. And so I think the outcome is, you know, it's kind of one of those situations where the outcome is kind of really more important than the process. But I think that the reason why, like, I was just kind of like, I don't know about all that, which is because I feel like this is something we saw last season under DeBoer, where it really took a while for the team to get going. And I realize totally different scenarios, right? Dallas is getting used to the new system, new coach, new head coach. So, you know, a lot of this, you know, has rational explanations. But you know, that slow start kind of really last season caught up to them. It showed up in their, especially their defensive performance. And it's just kind of like looking at like system stuff. I want to see, you know, like some, you know, better breakouts, a more assertive forecheck. And I'm still kind of waiting for that. Again, the two wins is great. But I do feel like there are a few asterisks within those two wins.
Well, I don't think it's a bad thing either. I mean, A, you saw Glenn Gulletson after the Colorado game. He wasn't happy. He liked that they won, but he knows they have to clean stuff up. So it wasn't like they were celebrating. And I was asking Sean about this on Friday. It's almost, in a way, not a coach's dream. That's accentuating it a little too much, but you have 4 points, yet you have so much on tape that you can go over with the guys and say, we cannot sustain this kind of hockey. And this is what I'm preaching about, that, like you said, more purpose on the forecheck. We can't let teams back in the game. We got to stop taking penalties. Like, just things like that. I feel as though Gulletson, in the, you know, after the Colorado shootout win, that now they can go over some of these things with a few days off.
I mean, okay, I hope I'm not trying. I don't mean to come off as argumentative, and I'm not even trying to make an argument here. But is that a little bit like too convenient of an excuse, right? Because isn't that what the entire summer is for, right? To get the systems down, to you know, establish, you know, the tactics and the chemistries.
I mean, I think to a point, but at the same time, now you have, one would think that the tape would be able to convince these guys. And yeah, you can't make a lot of adjustments, but you certainly can move in a right direction. And honestly, I think you got to see some tape on home. I gotta see what's happening on Tuesday and Thursday. And I need 15 games to pass, David, before this system really comes to fruition. I mean, we're talking a new coach and we're talking several different systems. Yeah, they're tweaks, not like major adjustments. But at the same time, I need to see some games under this team's belt as far as improvement. And then I want to see how they perform at home as compared to the road.
Yeah, no, which is a totally fair point. And that's why, you know, I kind of preface with, you know, like I'm not necessarily kind of making a case or some sort of argument. Just that, you know, yes, new head coach, totally understandable. And again, I keep going back to, like, you know, two wins against, you know, the quality of competition. That's really huge. You know, this, you know, except for Jamie Benn, they are healthy. You know, this is a extremely good roster. And I think my expectations are just maybe kind of perhaps, you know, a little too high. Like, I think the expectation is that, well, you know, win or lose, like, the team should still look good. I mean, not to say they need to look perfect. Not every game needs to be, you know, a 60-minute masterclass or anything like that. But I think, you know, they have enough veterans and enough quality young players at this point that, you know, it should look a little sharper. And that's kind of, again, this is just that extra 2% that I'd like to see that would really convince me, like, oh, wow, you know, this team, excuse me, is on the verge of really, you know, cracking the code and being what we think they're capable of. Because, again, this is not like just, you know, a flash in the pan, like, kind of consistent, you know, perennial contender. No, this is a team that I think even on The Athletic, right, the Stars as the, you know, odds on cup favorite per the analytics. And so that's where I'm coming from.
Totally understand.
Hey, I'm Sean Sharif.
And I'm RJ Chubb. And we're the voices behind Sean and RJ, the show DFW wakes up to.
Cowboys, Rangers, Mavs, Stars, if it's happening in DFW sports or nationally, we're all over it.
Real talk, no filter, inside info, lots of laughs mixed in.
Whales for guests, and we're bringing the opinions and energy every single morning.
Follow and listen to Sean and RJ on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
New episodes drop every weekday, and as we say on the show,
get Brady added.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.